Columbus, Ohio, City League Sports Show here. We're about to have a lot of fun here today. Joining me in the Legacy Lounge are three of City League's most stupendous basketball players, as I like to say. I'm using words like stupendous today with these basketball young people. So we got in the lounge here today, Noah Nosman from Whetstone. Don't say anything yet, we'll get you. Noah Nosman from Whetstone. We got from Afrocentric Early College. We got he gave me a Joshua Smith earlier. So we'll get to him in a moment. And then rounding out this group of basketball players from South High School, John Glover. I'm your host, Dr. Vince Clarino, and I don't think any of you are old enough to know this song, but there's a song called We're Playing Basketball. Josh shakes his head no for my radio listeners. So today we're talking basketball. I'm having a little fun. We'll start over here. John, say your name. Say hello. Say to everybody. Say what's up to Columbus,
Ohio. Everybody. I'm John Glover from South High School.
Deep voice. I'm John Glover. South High School. Go ahead. We'll go over here to the young fella. You're the young fella here today. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Joshua, what's up, everybody?
Joshua, what's up, everybody? What school you go to, Joshua?
Columbus Afrocentric.
Columbus Afrocentric in the house, okay.
Yes, sir. Noah Knosman, what's up? Whetstone High School.
Whetstone High School. So, John, you're a senior?
Yeah.
Senior.
Noah, you're a senior. Josh, you're a junior.
Correct.
All right, so Josh, today, you're the young fella today, okay? Is that you? Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
We're going to start with you, young fella. I read in your bio, are you the youngest of four?
Mm-hmm. No, youngest of six.
Youngest of six. You have six older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
All brothers, all sisters.
Break it down. Sisters and brothers.
Sisters and brothers. But you got three older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So is everybody in the Smith family athletes? Was everybody doing a little something?
Yeah, everybody's doing something.
So is there pressure on you? Was there pressure on you growing up being a kid? Or is it just, man, I'm just out here doing what I've always just kind of naturally done?
No, it wasn't really no pressure. It was like, I got all the athleticism, so it was all built into me. So okay. It was just all going well.
All going well for you. Right. You're a two-sport kid, right? You play three sports. You run track also, right? Do some track and field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I shared this in a previous show, and I think all of you do a little bit of something. John, we're going to work with you a little bit this spring, right? Because I saw you shied away from a few things. No, I know what you do. But I call multi-sport kids, I call you the 7-7 kids. You're showing up typically at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then some days you're leaving at 7 o'clock at night. And you do that all school year round, right? That makes you a pretty well-rounded kid. Josh, tell me, seeing older siblings participate in sports, what did you kind of learn from them, per se?
I definitely learned a lot, like how the IQ was and stuff like that. It definitely made me want to play a lot of more sports. Because it was entertaining watching them play.
Okay. Josh, you're too serious right now. We need to loosen up. We're gonna go over here to the elder statesman, to the old guys. John, your senior year here, South High School, but you previously lived on the other side of the city, lived up north, and you were playing for Mifflin.
Yeah.
So what kind of brings your journey basketball-wise over to the south side?
Really from Spears.
Okay.
So from like summer of eighth grade going into Mifflin, I was working out with South.
Okay, so you would do some off-season things with them and be able to improve your game.
Yeah, and then I got comfortable at Mifflin freshman, sophomore, and junior year.
Okay, so how was your senior year? Let's talk a little basketball. How was it for you?
I mean, things could have been better, but it was the best we could hope for. We didn't go far, but we won games. We made memories together, so that was really like the spotlight of my season.
Okay. Noah, we're coming to you now, man. You've been in this same portion of the city, kind of Dominion Whetstone, pretty much your whole life, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. In fourth grade, I moved to Indian Springs, which feeds the Dominion and into Whetstone.
Okay. So, from where? Did you all move from someplace outside of Columbus, or just you moved to that side of the city?
I went to Our Lady of Peace before that, which is nearby, but it's a Catholic school. It's like Watterson's feeder. So I switched over.
Yeah, so always been in sports? Have you always been involved in sports?
Yeah, I've always been involved in baseball, soccer, basketball my whole life.
So, okay.
Yeah. I just, in middle school, I found out like that I liked basketball the most for sure. But I like, I continued soccer all the way through as well. Cause I mean, I thought it was a good prep for basketball.
100%. So. It's a great prep. You know who Tim Duncan is?
Yeah,
he played soccer his whole life, right? I don't know if you all, like your generation, you all forget all the greats of the past, and they ain't even that long ago, right? So soccer certainly is a good sport for basketball. I want to do a quick pause check. John, what's your favorite sport?
Definitely basketball.
You're a basketball guy. What about you, John?
Football.
Because you get down, and we'll get to that, but you're a football kid, quarterback, dual sport, basketball kid. So you got a little bit of both worlds going right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, let's come back to you for a moment. So you do a little soccer, you do a little basketball. Basketball is your favorite sport. Mm-hmm. And so, you've seen a lot of success. I think that's a fair statement. All of you are highly decorated players, but you've seen some accolades and some success. What did that do for you confidence-wise when you start making, you know, first team or second team, all city, all league, these types of things? What did that do for you?
I think it just really, like, confidence, like you said, just coming into games knowing, like, I've deserved, like, the spot. I deserve to be on the court. I deserve to, you know, take the shots.
Yeah.
You know? I think that helped me also take a leadership role on my team, knowing that I have these accolades. I've been, you know, through it, so I help my teammates along with me. So that's what it really helped me with. Yeah.
Josh, what about you, man? You know, being a dual sport kid, quarterback is a highly responsible position in football. I think that's fair. I think most football people would agree with that, right? Quarterback has a lot of responsibility. Quarterbacks, I think, probably more so than any other sport, can influence the team. Mm-hmm. Right? The outcome of a game and influence the team probably more so than any other sport, because you touch the ball on every possession pretty much when your team's on offense.
Yeah.
How did being a quarterback for your high school carry over into success in basketball? Or do you even have, I'm not trying to trick you, do you have any correlations between the two?
It kind of just go together.
Okay.
That's really it.
Yeah, but in basketball, you ain't guaranteed to touch the ball on every possession in basketball, right? So did you find yourself maybe trying to find ways to help the team other than maybe sometimes having the basketball in your hand?
Yeah, really just being like a motivator, being a leader, a vocal leader on the team.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just make sure that we get the victory. It really don't matter who touches the ball.
Right.
Really just have more points than the other team.
I like that. I'm gonna do this for your teams and see what you all say. Would you say you're one of the leaders at South High School?
Yes, sir.
No, would you say you're? Okay, so I'm glad. So here, this is a little bit of a trick question, right? And I want you to really listen for a moment, because you all are talented athletes, but this is a trick question. Are you a leader because of your skill set, or are you a leader because of your action? We'll start with you, John. Are you a leader because of your skill set, or a leader because of your act? Then I'm going to follow it up here in a moment.
I think I say I'm a leader because of my skill set.
Leader because of your skill set. Yeah. What about you, Noah?
I say a little bit of both.
A little bit of both?
Yeah.
Okay. What you got? A little bit of both?
Both.
Let me share with you the reason why I asked that question. Young people who are talented because of their skill set, they often get to be the leader because they're one of the better participants. But the leader who's the leader by action may not always be the best player on the team. The leader by action is the person who shows up to practice first all the time, is motivating teammates, is the person who stays last, is the one who does what they're supposed to do in the classroom. So you constantly, as a coach, can say, hey, look, this is a leader because, look, they're always eligible grade-wise. They're always at practice. They don't complain about the hard stuff. So I share with all young leaders, and I'm not calling you out, but I share with all young leaders, right? Strive to be a leader by action, because you may not always be the best player on the team. Mm-hmm. If you choose and you say, hey, man, I'd like to try to maybe play college, or even if you just playing, you know, you get older and you play in some adult league, right? You may not be the best player on the team, but you can always be a leader by your actions,
right?
Mm-hmm. So I share with young people, try to be a leader by your action. The kid who can play the best, there's lots of kids that are talented. They think they're leaders, but they're horrible leaders, to be very honest with you, right? So I share that with you. There's a bigger package here. Let's have some fun basketball talk, though. Y'all are way too serious. I need to loosen y'all up a little bit. Favorite moment basketball past season? Give it to me, Josh.
Coming back against Walnut Ridge.
Of course. Okay. Big game, right? Down a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is the game at Walnut Ridge you're talking about, right? So you're on the road early in the season. I think everybody maybe thought at that time one of you or the other would probably win the South Division, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a fair thought in your mind?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about the game, or is it just the overall memory of the comeback?
The second half. Yeah, more to come back. Yeah.
Okay. So no special moments, though, just in general, the comeback as a team. You all played well and came back. Do you remember how many points y'all were down?
It was down 15 at half.
15 and a half. Walnut Ridge, you're hearing it right here. Come on, Walnut Ridge. They were down 15 and a half and came back. That was a fun game. What about you, John? We'll go to you. Fun moment, memory from this past season?
I would definitely have to say our senior night.
Senior night, okay.
Yeah. When we played.
Did anybody drop 30 on somebody? I mean, there we go. Come on, we're going to get back to that thing. We had the young ladies in here. They was talking about, I dropped 40 on this person. I dropped 37 on that person. I dropped 15. I mean, like, we won't talk. So, senior night, tell me what happened that made it fun.
I mean, it was just, you know, everybody came out and showed love. So, it was like,
okay.
You walk out the crowd, you just see everybody in such John shirts and stuff. So, it just really.
Oh, your family support was there.
It was like.
Nice night for you and your family.
It is a big night.
Okay, no, I need one of y'all. We're going to get back to you, Josh. I need one of y'all to brag a little bit, though. Please tell me one of your memories is dropping 30 on somebody at least.
I mean, one of my moments is that. The other one is we got a buzzer beater game winner against Granville at home. So
okay.
My teammate, my one other senior teammate got the game winner, so that was a great moment.
Nice.
We had a fun time after the game messing around. But, yeah, that was probably my favorite moment. Or I mean, I had some games where I scored a lot. Those were fun, obviously.
Yeah.
One of my favorite plays, I caught a lob from my teammate against Beechcroft.
Okay.
Got it going.
Yeah. Let me share this. Like, so Josh, you got one more year of sports ahead of you, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get to quite brag as much. Because you know what I mean, you might have people putting your quotes and getting ready for you next season. But I share this with you as young guys. As you transition through this senior year, you're going to graduate here in a moment. And you don't always win the games, right? That you hope to win, because you hope to win all of them. When you're a competitor and you're on a team, you hope to win all of them. But enjoy in those moments. You'll have fun talking about them in a lifetime, right? Even if you lose a game, you can always say, yeah, but I dumped 30 on y'all, right? So sometimes that's a fun memory. Josh, you smile when I said 30. You kind of raised your hand. Give me something. I mean, because you're an athlete. Mm-hmm. I've seen you play many times, more times than I can. I probably forgot more moments of yours than I can remember, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a high fly. No dunking on anybody. Nothing jumps out. Just a comeback. You had 23, 4 or 5 games or something like that. Only one memory is just a comeback?
Yeah. I had 29 points against Independence, and then when we went out of town, I had 33 against Emmanuel Christian.
There we go. There we go. Independence High School. Look, so now, that was a little bit of a setup. I'm joking with you. But, yeah, so Independence, come on, 29. So now Independence folks, boxing one or do something next year, right? So he don't give you another one of them 30 pieces. So let's broaden it a little bit and go back. I want to dig in everybody's history. Josh, I'll start with you. I think I read growing up you were a Boys and Girls Club kid. Is that where you kind of spent some time as a kid growing up? I mean,
yeah.
And which center was it? You remember what side of the city was it?
East Side.
East Side, Boys and Girls Club. So probably Woodland over there, maybe by East High School?
Yeah.
Was that the Boys and Girls Club you were spending some time at?
Yeah.
And what about you, Noah? North Side kid, were you, I think you were a rec center kid.
Yeah, Whetstone Rec.
Whetstone Rec?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, John?
I was more Howard or like Woodward Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Howard Rec. Did you hoop at Howard Rec?
Yes.
Do you know who Bruce Howard is?
Nah.
Okay. So let me share this basketball, people, because we've had this happen before, and Bruce Howard's name belongs in every basketball show. So Bruce Howard was a guy, Central Ohio, all through and through basketball guy. He coached at Brookhaven, won a state championship, loved the sport. And did so many things for kids in the sport of basketball that Columbus Recreation and Parks Department named the rec center after him, right? So that kind of tells you how influential he was in just helping young people be introduced to the sport. You know, I'm a rec center kid, Barnett and Far East on the east side, and rec centers are a great place for young people to be able to go out, have a little fun, and learn a little bit on their skill set. Each of your experiences in middle school are a little bit different. So, and the reason why I say that is because, Josh, you're at a school that's a K-12 school.
Yeah.
So we'll get to you in a moment. But you said Woodward Park, So, John, were you also a Woodward Park Middle School kid?
Nah, I went to Cornerstone Academy. It's like in New Albany.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I went to middle school.
Yeah, and then in high school, you started off at Mifflin.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what about you, Noah?
So, seventh grade, I played for Dominion. And okay. then with COVID, I had to go.
Oh, play. Are you eighth grade COVID?
Yeah, eighth grade COVID.
You all are eighth grade. Man, we haven't talked about COVID in a long time, so it's interesting to hear it come back up for a moment. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Noah.
So eighth grade, since City League shut down for COVID, eighth grade, I played at OLP, Our Lady of Peace.
Oh, okay, okay. So, yeah. so you found a way to still get a little bit of playing in, and yeah. then ninth grade year, you're playing at Whetstone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And Josh, give everybody a snapshot of like what Afrocentric is about for people who don't know. I'm giving you a chance to be an ambassador for the school. You wrote in your write-up that you're part of Men of Excellence, mm-hmm. right? Which is a school program. So yeah. give everybody just a little quick snapshot of Afrocentric.
Afrocentric is like I'll say it's like a really good school. It's like it's a good connection. Like it's a.
Well, here let me help you out. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So it's a kindergarten through 12 school.
Yeah.
And it houses every grade level. So you played middle school sports at Afrocentric, mm-hmm. right? Is that a fair comment?
Yeah.
And so you did you start off there in kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be one of their legacy kids next year. I don't know if they talk to you a lot about that, but kids yeah. that go all the way through. You've mm-hmm. seen it from every perspective. And you sit here today, you've grown into a fine young man, mm-hmm. but athletically, has having that connection, do you think that helps your teams there?
Yeah, it helps for sure.
Tell me why you say that.
I say that because, like, I know all the coaches and stuff. I knew them for a very long time. So, like, if they ever need help with anything, they'll just ask me.
Okay. And also gives you a chance to know your teammates for quite a long time as yeah. well, right? So a pretty special bond. When you sit here now, are any of your Dominion, so the other senior, was he at Dominion also?
He was, but he didn't play.
Okay.
But last year, there was a lot of Dominion kids, but a lot of them graduated my eighth grade. When I was in seventh grade, they were in eighth grade.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So, Noah, you shared you play multiple sports, but basketball being your favorite. And I'll ask all of you, how has being a multi-sport student just helped you just overall being a student athlete? How has that helped you?
I think it's helped me branch out and know just a lot of different kids in general. Like a lot of my friends, some of my friends play soccer, some play basketball, and then it kind of intermix. I think it's just helped me with connections like that, you know, meeting new people.
Okay, okay. What about you, John? Because you wrote you did a little baseball and a little tennis.
Yeah.
And now you're only doing basketball, right? Is that what's going on?
I still do tennis. You know, like after the offseason, the coach will make you something.
Do a little something.
Tennis, yeah. That was Mifflin and South really made us do.
Do something. Be yeah. involved. So you're going to get out there this spring and do something.
Yeah.
Senior year, tennis. Right? Okay. What about you, Josh? I mean, you said all three. I mean, you know, so I see you a lot for mm-hmm. listeners who are out there, right? You know what I mean? I see you a lot. I don't know if you ever go home. You always there, right? Yeah. Which is cool, right?
Mm.
So you transition and you go from one thing to the next.
Mm.
Being a multi-sport student, does that help you in your vision? I mean, like just across all spectrums, does that help you out across all playing surfaces?
Yeah, it keeps me active for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in track, what do?
I do the 4x4, the 200 and high jump.
You on the relay?
Yeah.
I didn't know you run. Hold on, go back. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You do the 4x4 and what else?
And the 200 and the high jump.
I thought you only did the high jump. No. Are you fast? Can you move?
Yeah, I can move, yeah.
I'm going to pay more attention this spring then. I didn't know you could run, man, so I'm going to pay more attention this spring. So we'll come back to that in a moment because I knew you did the high jump,
yeah.
right? Because I've always seen you, man, and you can bounce. But we'll get back to that in a second. Noah, you said you used to do baseball. And you got a younger brother that's doing some baseball and basketball at Dominion. So any more baseball for you?
I had to cut it out for AAU in the past.
Mm, and okay.
Now it's just
a little
like,
spring basketball, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's just, still time for basketball and working out.
Yeah.
I'd like to do baseball, but I don't think it would really help me with where I'm at right now.
Okay. Okay. Yep. I mean, let me share this, Noah, and I'll brag a little bit. because you all are the most modest young people I've ever been around, right? Like, I need to get all student athletes around you all. You all are fine examples here. But no, I'll share this for you. And I've seen all of you play, but you can play. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I've said that to you before. I want to say it here on air. You know, you can play the game of basketball. You have a really good skill set. And I don't know what's next for you, but I certainly know that you have a basketball skill set that can play at some level. I don't know what that level is, right? And it's not for me to determine. But you have a good basketball skill set. On top of that, and I was reading in your bio, okay, so I want to make sure I get some of this in. Now, you've been taking some classes at OSU. Mm-hmm. You're also a lifeguard, mm-hmm. right? Like you said, you played a little bit of baseball. You're on the National Honor Society, played soccer. And then did I read that you played the string bass for 8 years?
Yeah, I played that from like fourth grade all the way up to last year. And then I couldn't do it this year because I'm full-time OSU. So
okay.
Yeah.
So let me share this with you. For kids who play instruments or sing or music or those types of things, it sounds like your family has put you into some really beneficial experiences. Even if you don't like the string bass, you will appreciate that. Trust me, one day you're going to wake up as a 30-year-old guy and be very appreciative. So when you see mom and dad, when you see your parents, I want you to say, "Hey, thank you for putting me in the string bass." You won't know it, but you'll be happy that you had that experience, mm-hmm. right? So you're a lifeguard. You're a swimmer, but you've probably never been able to swim on a swim team because the seasons conflict with basketball.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have swam regardless. Like, I don't know. I like swimming enough to lifeguard, but not enough to like do it as like a
competitive sport.
Yeah.
Okay. Where'd you do your lifeguard? Because I was a lifeguard also in high school. Where'd you do your lifeguard lessons?
I did them downtown at the
Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
The Salesian Center.
Yeah.
That's where I did mine. Yes, mm-hmm. indeed. That's good stuff. John, so you talked a little bit about doing some extra sports and your relationship with Coach Spears. We had another show recently. Coach Spears' name continues to come up. Mm-hmm. Share with me from a coaching standpoint, what has Coach Spears meant for you in your life?
He introduced more opportunities to me, not just in the basketball, but in the real world, like different coaches.
He's introduced some special opportunities.
His networking is a big part of him. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That certainly is, positive coaching, coaches that have influence are great for young people and being able to try to find their path. And sometimes things don't always work out the way you want. Josh, we'll come back to you. You've seen that there's a good continuity and consistency in coaching over at AfroCentre. So you've seen some of the same coaches and understand their style for as long as you can remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell all the listeners, tell everybody, give us a little peek behind the window. You all had, I'll brag for you, Afrocentric boys basketball, y'all won 20-plus games mm-hmm. this season.
Yep.
Give us a little peek behind the window. What's an Afrocentric boys basketball practice like?
It's very fast, very consistent. Everything's hard work. Like, you always got it. We always encourage each other to do, like, drills fast. We can't take no reps off. Like, it's real quick, very, very fast practice.
Okay, fast, upbeat practice.
Yeah.
Does Coach let a little music play?
Nah, not really, no.
Coach old school, ain't he? He don't let any little music creep in a little.
It depends on what day it
depends
is.
Depends on, so maybe sometimes during individual workouts, you can get the sounds going a little bit. Yeah. But during practice, no music?
No music.
What about you, John? Coach Spears, he let any music creep in? No music. Old school coaches. No. What about? Oh, I know your coach was old school this year, right? You guys, in my opinion, got a blessing in being able to be with Dean Washington. And I understand some of the challenges, and I get all of that, right? But Dean knows his stuff about basketball. And shout out to Coach Washington. But I know he wasn't letting any music play, was he? No. Hey, look, old school coaches. Now, some of the young coaches, they like to sometimes have the music playing and see the drills. All of you all are with old school coaches, which I'm a fan of all three of your coaches. I think you've had great experiences. I would put those coaches up against anybody in Ohio, right? There's a reason why time and time again we have coaches that win Coach of the Year in the state, because we got a talented group of people in our school district, right? And you all are a fine example of that. John, you shared a little bit about senior night. And you said it was nice to see everybody kind of there with the John shirts on and like rocking and rolling a little bit. Who are some of the people that have been a part of your support team that have helped you get where you are?
I'd definitely say my mom and my dad was like the two biggest, like.
Okay.
You know, you always gonna have like your uncles and your aunts and your grandma, but my mom and dad was really like my motivators.
Okay.
And
give moms and dads name. We give love on the show. Give their real name. Full like y'all call it government names. Give full government names for us out here. Give mom and dad some love on the show.
My mom's name is Alicia Starks and my dad's name is John Glover III.
John, so you're the fourth.
Yeah.
John Glover III is dad. Did dad hoop?
Yep, at Elizabeth South.
Okay, so you got a little bit of basketball in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. We're going to get to the young fella last. Noah, who's been a part of your support team as you've been growing up here through all of these experiences, instruments and swimming and lifeguarding and all this other stuff? Who's helped balance you out?
I would say my mom and dad as well. Tom and Katie Knosman.
Yeah, come on, Tom and Katie, get some love, right? Yeah. Hey, I always like doing this because I want kids to understand you don't get here on your own. You know what I mean? I know sometimes mom and dad, they frustrate you and it may seem like, hey, look, they're just bothering you or getting in the way of whatever your teenage life is, right? But you need their love and support. And Tom and Katie get some love here today on the show, right? When it comes to sports, I'm curious, who do you lean on after, like, when you need to go talk to somebody, is it mom or is it dad?
Probably dad.
Is it dad? Okay, yeah. Hey, dad, you know, go put a little buzz in his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's good stuff. Hey, for all of our listeners and people who can't see right now, dad's in the studio also, so he had no choice but to say dad. The pressure's on him right now. You know what I mean? Or is the pressure on
him? No. That's the truth.
That's the truth. That's solid stuff there. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, young fella. You haven't smiled once. There we go. Look, hey, radio listeners, they smiled a little bit when I said that. Who's been a part of your support team in helping out your journey?
My mom and dad, really my whole family, honestly.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like your brothers have been influential parts as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which one of your brothers would you say is there one that maybe has given you a little bit more basketball advice maybe than the others? Because I see your brothers, but I know like some of them gravitate a little bit more to basketball maybe.
Yeah, my brother Houston Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got a picture on the wall at our school.
Yes, he does. Yeah. I mean, Houston was a gamer, man. If you can find in the next spring and summer, if you can find Houston's jump shot, woo-wee! Come on, people, watch out, because Houston could shoot that thing, right? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Yeah, Houston could shoot. He could shoot that thing. And if you can find that, watch out, people. But mom and dad also influential. Mm-hmm. Your parents have done a fine job, in my opinion. You know, I've seen you all carry yourself. And I put this nod to you. As young people, Josh, especially you, as you're sitting here and you have another year, when you're out there on the playing surface, you never know who's watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so many people in the stands. There's coaches, there's people with cameras and phones and all these different things, and so many people are watching. And whether you like it or not, when you choose to be an athlete, you put yourself out there for judgment. I'm going to share that again for you. When you decide to be an athlete, you put yourself out there for judgment. And some people will talk about your performance when you play, right? And others will talk about the way you carry yourself. I share this with you because I think, John, you and Noah, your basketball journeys are not over. But I'll share this with you as you transition. That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.